Welcome to your five for today. At St Fagan's Museum of Welsh Life, near Cardiff, is a row of six terraced houses that were originally built around 1795 in or near to Merthyr Tydfil. These are set out to display different historical periods. Beginning at 1805, each house along the terrace progresses a few decades. As I begin to recognise some of the furniture toward the end of the terrace, I realise I'm fast becoming a part of history. One of the rooms has a picture frame on the wall containing the words, "Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, the silent listener to every conversation." As I left this house during my last visit, a young lady turned to her mother and said with a shudder, "That's really creepy." I suppose that our response to the idea that someone could be watching and listening to us depends on what we know of their character and motive, and what it is they might have seen and heard. Today, some are concerned that smart home devices could be used by unscrupulous companies or individuals to listen in to private conversations for commercial or other reasons. Primarily, the issue seems to relate to a matter of rights and motives. The Bible tells us of God, "Nothing in creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." This verse shows us that as his creatures, God has the right to know what we do and say. It tells us that he does know, and that knowledge extends even to our thoughts. And more, that we are responsible to him for how we have used the life he has given to us. It may be uncomfortable for us to learn that God knows everything about us, especially when we realise that his standards are much higher than our own. The Lord is good and desires our good. Whilst he knows our wrong actions, words and thoughts, he is also merciful and offers us forgiveness through the sacrificial death of the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. To the Christian, Christ's presence is a constant reminder of what he expects of us. When we remember his sacrifice and recognise his authority in our lives, we won't be engaging in sinful habits. That may be the main thrust of the words in that picture frame, but the Lord's presence means more. It means that he knows all of our needs, limitations and concerns, and stands ready to meet them. What a comfort! The shepherd and king David wrote in one of his psalms, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether." To David, the presence of God was not something to be feared, but a comfort. I wonder what the presence of God means to us today. If it makes us uncomfortable because we realise that we are sinners, it's time to turn from our wrong, asking for his forgiveness. If we're Christians who have fallen into wrong habits, it's time to return and confess our sin, knowing that God will receive us. If we find ourselves in need today, may we take comfort from the knowledge that God knows and is able to supply even more than our greatest need. Thank you for listening.